Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's been a great day here on the show. Thanks to Dave Archer. Waterboy stopped by as well. All those interviews online at odyssey.com. You can check them out. But we got to talk to our man, Connor Riley, and I don't want to waste time because I think there are a lot of questions we have that we want to get answered. So let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor, I want to start with the offensive game plan. We're talking about Alabama and Georgia. Georgia loses at home. Their 33-game home win streak comes to an end. Did you have a problem with the offensive game plan and the play calling?
With the play calling over the course of the game, no. Georgia only had the ball for 55 plays on Saturday. I think that's a byproduct of just Alabama doing what they wanted to on third down when they had the football. So I find it hard to really critique what Georgia was able to do just given they didn't have the ball a whole lot. I think the bigger thing is that fourth down play call where, you know, and look, everyone's weighed in on it. Lane Kiffin weighed in on it today. You know, I understand, and I actually would have gone for it. I am of the belief that if you need to gain a yard and you can't gain a yard, you don't deserve to win a football game. My problem is, in going tempo and not having your best personnel out there, that was such an important junction of the game. You were down by 3 points. You were 8 yards away from scoring a touchdown, which would have put you up. You need to have your best personnel for that play out there. Georgia disagreed. Kirby Smart elected to go tempo, trying to catch Alabama off guard. The play was there, but you're running, and this is where the personnel comes in. You're running your third or fourth best running back, Cass Jones, to the right side of your line, which is playing two freshmen in the biggest game either one of them have ever played in. And I think that's where the frustration is. It's not that they went for it. It's not that it necessarily didn't work, but when you consider everything that went into it, that just seems to be a very questionable strategy that Kirby Smart went for and approved on Saturday.
And, you know, as we watched the game evolve, I mean, one of the good news things was Chauncey Bowens and a guy that really can, you know, can move the pile and tote the rock, and that was great to see. I was like wondering, was Noah Thomas hurt? I looked at the stat sheet three times. I couldn't find him on it. And I know that Zach Branch, every time he touched it, he makes things happen. I know you talked about the lack of volume of plays because of the time of possession. But it's like, wow, I thought, you know, you invested on these transfer portal guys, and they weren't the big factor they should have been, I thought, in this game.
Yeah, as far as Noah Thomas, and look, that's something where you go and get him from Texas A&M. He was A&M's leading receiver a season ago. I do think that this is maybe being overblown a little bit, in part because Colby Young, in my opinion, is just a better receiver than Noah Thomas is, and they do a lot of similar things there. They're big-bodied X wide receiver, and so Kirby can continue to say all the nice things about Noah Thomas, how he's working hard, how he's playing hard. The reality is Colby Young, who had a touchdown on Saturday, I think just does everything that Noah Thomas does at a better level and has another year of experience in the system. But to your point, Mike, about Zachariah Branch, I do agree. You know, he had Georgia's first reception on Saturday, which came in the second quarter. He had that big 22-yard catch on the third down there in the fourth quarter. Other than that, in between those two catches, he had one reception on the afternoon. And again, you know, yeah, it goes down to you only had the ball for 55 plays. But for Branch to have three receptions in that game on Saturday, with how dynamic he's been, with how explosive he's been for you and this team this season, you know, that's something where that's why you need your offense on the field more. That's why you need Gunnar Stockton to complete a pass in the first quarter, something he didn't. That's why you need to be able to get off the field. You have all these weapons, and you bring up Chauncey Bowens, who played great on Saturday. You have all these weapons. You need to be on the field offensively in order to use them. And because of the struggles Georgia defensively had on Saturday, they just weren't able to optimize what I thought and still think is a very talented group of skill players.
Let's talk about Glenn Schumann, if we will. Here, Connor Riley joining us from Dog Nation. Two things come to mind for me. If you're not trying to be overly aggressive to slow them down, obviously Ty Simpson was having a really good game. One reason is you don't want to take chances to get these wide receivers over the top. You saw how good those Bama wide receivers were. Or two, Connor, they just don't have the guys. Which one is it?
I'm going to cop out and say it's in a little bit of both. They're just really young in the defensive line, and they haven't had the defensive line that they've had in years past. And so, yes, even though they recruit, you know, as well as anybody, and they have a lot of talented players, and they just don't have a Jordan Davis, a Jalen Carter, a Trayvon Walker on this defense currently. Christian Miller is just not that guy. But there are things schematically that Georgia was not doing. The big adjustment, and I use that in air quotes, that Georgia made on Saturday in the second half when Alabama didn't score, they just started to be a lot more aggressive with their corners in terms of reducing the cushion that they had to defending those wide receivers. And it worked. And you know, early in the game, you know, you had Ryan Williams get deep behind you and he drops a would-be touchdown pass. You have Jeremy Bernard get wide open on a slant route on a third and goal where Ellis Robinson, who's supposed to be covering him, is nowhere near him. Just because they're being so differential there. They've got to make a decision with how aggressive they want to play. And you know, when you don't have the horses up front like you used to, you're going to have to innovate schematically. And I think Georgia has maybe been slow to do that because for so long they've been able to rely on their talent advantage. Well, the reality is they don't have that advantage to the level that they used to. And in a game like Alabama, I mean, the reality is Georgia and Alabama, the last two times they've met, they've both been coming off of bye weeks. Kalen DeBoer and his coaching staff has significantly, in my opinion, out-schemed and out-coached what Kirby Smart has brought to the table in those games. And that's a big reason why in games Alabama won by 7 and 3 points ends up making the difference that we saw this past Saturday, just like last year.
It's Ryan Grubb. I mean, we said it on Monday's show, and I saw your tweet on Sunday about not being consistently aggressive when it comes to, you know, what Schumann has been doing. But yeah, Grubb, it seems to feel like Georgia was playing catch-up the whole game, and we talked about it after Tennessee. Playing big-time offense, you can't spot teams 14 points, and that's another thing that just doesn't pass the eye test. So I guess the question I'm asking is, will Kirby upgrade coaching this offseason?
I think it's a question now that is only going to be further asked. And I asked Kirby on Monday, the one day a week we get him before the game days now, about the value of consistency, because we were, I think, surprised that Georgia brought back all 10 coaches from last year's staff. And maybe part of that was done because you knew you were going to have a young team and you want to instill certain things in them. I don't know that that decision has paid off so far with Georgia, just given what we have seen from this team year over year. And look, part of it, yes, is being a younger team. But in my opinion, Georgia's coaches have not gotten these guys prepared to come out and execute in games against Tennessee and Alabama. And that's really hurt them. They went into overtime against Tennessee, and then they ultimately lose against Alabama. And they've got big opponents still left on their schedule. And, like, look, it's a very real world where you've got Ole Miss, you've got Texas, you've got Georgia Tech, all ranked teams where you lose two of those, you're probably not in the college football playoff, or at the very least, you're making a very strong subjective case to be in the playoff. But the reality is, I just don't think these coaches have gotten the most out of this team at this point. And it's a young team, and I do believe it's one that's going to get better. But they've got to do more from a coaching staff standpoint to get these guys ready to go from the jump, as opposed to being caught on the back foot and making adjustments over the course of the game.
Okay. As we talk about Kirby and this record, do you think it bothers him? He said it doesn't because these have been high-quality, high-level games, whether it was regular season or the playoffs versus Bama. But 1-7 is 1-7. Connor, where are you at on this?
I think it does bother him. I think he gave that answer because he didn't like the way that I had asked the question. And he didn't like to answer that in the way in which he has. I mean, if he wants to bring everybody else's record against Alabama, you know, Josh Heupel, a coach who Kirby's never lost to, is 2-2 against him and has a chance to go 3-2 against him in a couple of weeks. Gus Malzahn is 3-5, I believe, against him. Hugh Freeze has multiple wins against him. I mean, Clark Lea, little old Vanderbilt, has as many wins against Alabama as Kirby does. Mm. But the sticking point that I have with Kirby's answer on that, in the way in which he talked about how it doesn't bother him and he brought up everybody else's record, Georgia is not like everyone else. You have told people that you're not built like everyone else, that this place is not for everyone. And so if you want to start comparing yourself to everyone else, that's fine. But at the same point in time, that is an acknowledgement that Georgia is not as special as Kirby Smart would like us to believe as overall as a program. And I don't know if I personally agree with that. I still think this is one of the better-run college football programs in the country. But there's just clearly something up and off whenever they play Alabama. And for whatever reason at this point, they can't get out of their own way. Because in the 8 times that now Georgia has gone against them, they've lost 7 times. I believe in the last 5 matchups now, Georgia has been the point spread favorite going into the game. And for whatever reason, only one of those times Georgia has been able to get a win.
It is our man Connor Riley, guys. Kate Connor Riley on Dog Nation. You can read the stuff every day. Mike Griffith will join us later in the week here on Dukes and Bell. Connor, you know, I saw some of the schematic breakdowns. I saw some of the stuff. EJ Manuel talked about it on the College Football Final about Gunnar Stockton in the zone when he's going up against zone defenses and maybe being a half a count too late and not seeing some of the open receivers. The reason I bring it up is, now I don't know if he's talking out of both sides of his noggin, but the SI article with Carson Beck, he says he never planned to transfer out of Georgia.
Mm.
So I know the money was a factor, but if Kirby showed in the door and Carson goes on to be a Heisman finalist and Gunnar Stockton as a ceiling, then Kirby screwed up.
And that's an understandable way to look at it. I, in my own reporting and talking to my own people on this, I think that Georgia and Carson were ready to go in separate directions. That relationship had just sort of stopped working in the way that I think people envisioned. I think that the fan base, unfortunately, really soured on Carson because of some of the off-field things that he had dabbled in as far as, you know, the Lamborghini, the relationship with the Cavender twin. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a real sticking point here of with Carson where things really changed from the relationship Georgia and he had. Last year after he gets injured in that SEC championship game, he sort of goes out on his own and sort of goes absent while on leave and doesn't communicate with the team in the wake of that SEC championship game, specifically in terms of what he was going to do from a surgery standpoint and being around the team. And I think that really bothered the people at Georgia. I think that bothered people on the Georgia team. And I think Carson was maybe a little bit upset to see how people rallied around and supported Gunnar when Gunnar came into the game against Texas last year. And so I think that those, you know, 3 weeks, months from the SEC championship game to when Carson elected to declare for the NFL draft before Georgia's game against Notre Dame at the end of last season, I think that whole process really soured Georgia and Carson on each other. And look, like, Carson's doing great at Miami. He's got a big game against Florida State this weekend. He didn't personally, I think, play all that great against Florida last week. But to your point, Mike, I mean, look, Kirby's paid $13 million to make high leverage decisions. Mm. And he, in my opinion, absolutely played a part in saying, hey, we're going to stick with Gunnar and we're going to go with Gunnar as our quarterback in 2025. And Gunnar's not the reason they lost on Saturday. Gunnar is very low on the opinion of why I think that Georgia lost on Saturday.
Right.
But to your point, Mike, like, that's something that I do believe is fair game to make up because Kirby is the one making these big decisions. And that is ultimately something that he signed off on.
It was a good game. Connor, I still believe they're a playoff team. But people are asking, are they a national championship caliber team? What would you say to that?
I don't believe this is a national championship caliber team. I did not believe that before the season. The belief was that I just thought they were too young on the defensive line. And I think next year's team, and obviously we don't know how things are going to change with the transfer portal and year over year. I thought that this team was going through a little bit of a bridge year. And I still think this team can make the college football playoff. And I think once you get there, it comes down to matchups. But I don't believe that this is a national championship winning team. I didn't before the season. That's why I thought they would go 10-2. I thought they'd lose to Alabama during the regular season. They've done that. And while there have been some pleasant surprises so far, I've been impressed with how they've been able to run the football and how they seem to do a better job stopping the run. And it's unfair to compare them to the 21 and 22 teams. I still don't see a national title team. But again,
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a 12-team playoff, I might not know what a national championship-winning team looks like to the same standard we used to in a 14 playoff.
Great stuff. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow you.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at KConnorRiley. You know, even though Kirby's restricting access and wanting to talk to players, we're still going to have a ton of content coming out with regards to what's coming out of Athens.
Connor, keep asking the tough questions, my friend. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.